Simon Kufman Hey, Dinam Targumin. And Lord Gimel Sifit. Vimei Chachme Gemara, Hoyonoigim, Lathargim, Kreshabino Om. They would actually translate the laning that people should understand it. So the way it was done was in a Kerb, Rishoy Likris, Lathargim on Yosemi Posuk Echot. So the Kerb would read a Posuk, and the Targum would translate it. He cannot read more than one Posuk at a time. To the Matargim, because otherwise the Matargim would not, we're afraid he would get movable and not translate properly. And this was done by everything was so he had a habit correct. And a car was now when Matargim showed the Matargim on Sheikh Lapasik would be a Kare. So the Matargim would not start translating until the Baal Kare finished reading the Pasik. And the Baal Kari can't go right until he finishes translating. They both should say the Baal Kari and the Matargim should speak at the same level of loudness, decibels. The Matargim gets confused, so the Baal Kari can't offer him a word because people will think mistakenly that he's reading from the Sefer Torah. Okay. Zak Mishter Barub. Noigan Matargim, Beloshan Targum, Kidloshanim Hoya Aramis. They would translate into Targum, into the Aramis. Mipim Matargim, Makol Kadeshal Yisbabu, Lotzibur, Vayuklu, Lishmar, Kolaparsha, Kikasovim, Piyah Kari. So we don't want people to be confused. So they hear each pasuk correctly, fully, not with simultaneous translation. It says something of that sort, and they'll hear all of the parsha correctly, and they'll also hear the matargim correctly. Let be a kolo to see Moshe yadaber lakim yinan b'kol by b'kol hana b'kol shemarsha. The more Mr. Rosh that. The Bershom, what is the Ayin Abba called? It means Bershom used the same level of voice that Moshe Rabbeinu used. So we have Moshe Rabbeinu presenting the words of Torah, and the Bershom saying the words of the Torah. So something similar to the idea of the Targum and the Baal Kari. So we use that as our mashal of how to do it.
Do we know why we're not knowing that way anymore?
Yeah, maybe Moshe is going to get to it. Bays. So we could have the gadol being kare and the katan translating. Would that be proper to have the opposite? And possibly means even if the tomato katan was old enough that he could be the kare, but still, would that be proper that a gadol would be the one who's translating it? Gimel, who in the log of the targum? So Irmi's question. Nowadays we don't do that. Mishum the matzvelis matargum keep and chain marinim. What would we gain by doing so? Okay.
Well, that doesn't really answer my question.
So zok mishum now. So shame at the marinim. Vein loymer. Why don't you just say? So the same way they translated it into Aramaic because that was their language, we should translate it to English because that's our language. We should learn that there's such an idea of doing something like that. Okay. So why don't we do that? The shiny targum shenisken beruchah kodesh. So the Mishmar quotes that the Torah said that the targum. We have a masara exactly how to translate in the Targum, so that was given Baruch HaKadosh. So that's something which we feel comfortable in saying that's a proper translation. But in other languages, we don't have that level of confidence to be able to do so. So who said our translation would be the correct translation? Therefore, we don't do it. Whereas Targum, we know we have a Masara on the Targum, what it is. Now, You could do Targum nowadays. There's nothing stopping us from doing the process of Targum nowadays. But you're not able to do it because we don't understand it. Whereas when they understood it, there was part of the Kaddish to do like that. Now,
so is it better to do the Targum if you don't really understand it versus another translation that you would understand better than?
Well, to be saying for sure, that would be true.
That would be true for sure.
Right.
So do you understand from this that only in that part of the world where the Jews spoke Aramis that they would be Targum? In Rome they wouldn't do it, for example?
I assume so. I mean, that's what he's saying, you know, that we don't do it nowadays because we don't understand it. Right. Theoretically, it could be, you know, that was a language which was a common language of Jews wherever they were. It could be, I don't know. Okay. Simikul Mimbam, Shalot Dabri Bishaska Kriya. Also, Lot says, Lohaniach Sevatara Kashupa Suach, Alben Gabla Gabra Shapra Dami. So the first step over here is that before we get to talking during landing, is the person can't leave. The Mishabura also the Lord says. Gemara says the quotes a pasuk. V'yizvei Hashem yichlu. U'matagimin v'shavak araisa d'Hashem yishteitzu. Those who leave the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be cut off, should be destroyed. So. The more it applies is that they have leaving when the Bereshit's words of Torah being the words of the Torah being read. It looks like he doesn't want to hear the words of the Torah. So tremendously powerful pasuk of punishment will be destroyed because of that. Philip Gasara the ties of the Sefer Torah law. So you're not affecting the minyan. And he already heard lightning. So he's not being yotze lightning now. So if you're he's also, but you can't leave in the middle of a tree. So a person already heard lightning, they start, and another minion starts lightning. So he can't. Once they start lightning, you can't leave it while they're saying the words. You're saying you don't want to hear the words of Torah. But Ben Gavra Lagavra, it's a different story. Al Ben Gavra Lagavra, it's mutter now. That would allow you to leave in Gavla Gavra, so not that you're affecting the minion. Number one. Shapar Dami, Bahadukh Shkabar, but what about you after your laning? Shkabar Shama, Kriya Satara, you heard laning already. Or should I tell Lobo Libiyad, or you're going to go out and come back immediately? But Gavla Enamutra Kiyam and Kishulu Tara Gadol. But even this had to have been Gavla Gavra, and you heard laning already, it's only Mutter. Magen Avraham says, "Let's start a cuddle." Now the Bir Halacha points out a few things over here. I'm doing them out of order. Ben Gavra LeGavra, he brings over here that this is only mutter to do it akrei ba'alma. The person can't have a kviyas that every time he's leaving regularly Ben Gavra LeGavra, and therefore. So it's mutter l'tzarek gadol. It's a personal thing. A person has to go to work. You know, so he says, okay, I can chop a rein. It doesn't question. I can chop a rein the first aliyah. We'll have to leave after the first aliyah, Mondays and Thursdays. That's his kviyas. So Bir Loch is saying that would not be acceptable. Okay, number two. First Bir Halacha is this is the question of the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Aser Kishuk Pesuach. So it sounds like as soon as you open the Sefer, you only haven't started learning yet. But this Isser applies already immediately as soon as you open the Sefer Torah. Now, he's going to see in the next Sefer, he mentions the idea of the talking is only starts once you start learning, the Isser of talking while they're learning. But in regards to leaving, it's a problem as soon as they open the Sefer Torah. Okay. And even that, by talking, the Bir Halacha points out there are those who are Shemachar once the Sefer Torah is open. And then the last thing he points over here.
In between Aliyahs?
In other words, as soon as they open the Sefer Torah, they put the Sefer Torah on the beam, and they haven't started landing yet, they open up the Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. Right? They call up the person to get an Aliyah, so the Sefer Torah is open to show where the place is. Once that happens, you can't leave. Now it says over here, "Megaver legaver shepherdami." What does it mean? Does it mean that the first? Do you have to wait for the second bracha, the Asher Shenosan Lanu? So the Bir Halacha discusses that as a machlokes. Fine. Beis kivush yitzchal kara likrois b'sefer Torah also l'saper filah b'divrei Torah. So once they start laning, so then you can't speak either. Bishop Rowe brings the sheet to which it says that even here the Isser starts, even the Shulchan Aruch says the Isser starts once it's at laning. The Arshi says all the Isser starts as soon as they open the Sefer Torah. Okay? So you can't talk then. Even Divrei Torah, Fila Ben Gavra Le Gavra. So the first opinion over here of the Shulchan Aruch is that you can't talk at all. Even Divrei Torah, even Ben Gavra Le Gavra, finished. Even though that you've been Marv, etc., and you know the whole parasha, etc., but you have a chiyuv to hear the kriya from the Sefer Torah. Okay, that's the first opinion. Now, v'yesh matirim ligrois, some permit to, which the word ligrois means pirish lomid, to learn, but lachas quietly. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with what's the case, talking about. It's what happens to your chiyuv, your kriyas Torah. Let's take a look at the Bir Halacha. That's the second opinion. Third opinion: Yesh, I remember that Shim Yesh Asar that Saisi Pirish Hamasimim Libam. There's 10 people which are really listening. They're focusing in the Sefer Torah. Mutzur L'Saper B'Divrei Torah. You're allowed to talk to somebody else in the Divrei Torah. So the first opinion says you're allowed to do it quietly, that you should not affect the people, you shouldn't show the people. And this opinion would seem to say that it's mutter. To talk to somebody else, even not just to talk to somebody else in the return, as long as it's not loud enough that it's going to affect the people which are focusing, that they can't focus. But Yesh Matirim, the fourth opinion, even though there's other people, that this heter of this, we just said that you're allowed to learn, that's only that there's a limitation on that heter. It's only that it's permitted for a person who's terasu umnasa. Now, the definition of terasu umnasa means that the person is not involved in anything else at all, the Gemara says. And his chaverim, that there is total immersion in Torah, so therefore that doesn't really apply nowadays. Okay, so now, so that's like a twist on the third Ashita, that you're allowed, there's other people, not 10 other people listening, that heter only applies to a person who's trusting us. V'yesh matirim, l'mishar kaidim, sh'niftach sefer Torah, ma'chseponov, mara atzmak sh'enu rojza lishmar sefer Torah, elalikreis, umasalikreis. If they say the heter is if the person will, before landing starts, before they even open up the Sefer Torah, will sort of separate himself out from the tzibur and go do his own thing, that's the only time that it's mutter. But if he didn't do that beforehand, being gavra legavra is not mutter, during the kriya is not mutter, etc. Okay. Well, ikris shnai mikravech targum mishas kriya sotaro is shorter. Okay. So, if the person would want to lean along, do you remember Sedra? And if, let's say, he could do it in such a way which he could add in the targum, etc., for himself personally, quietly, he'd be allowed to do.
So it sounds, well, it's clear that the Mechaber is not adding a stipulation that at least 10 people are paying attention. Sounds like everybody could be.
Correct. They're correct. Okay. It's a good question. There's two issues over here which are happening over here. One is the issue was, is it some level of a insult to the Torah to be doing something else? And we have the first opinion says yes, and therefore you can't do anything else. The second opinion says, well, as long as other people listening, it's okay. But the point over here, being Steinmaker Echel Targum, is that it's not an insult because I'm really doing the same thing that what the Balkari is doing. I'm not saying I don't want to hear these words of Torah. I'm not reading these words of Torah. So the you solve that problem. Do you have a problem of the key of the Nitzad, the Kriya? There's a requirement that people listening. That's a separate issue which the Bir Loch is going to grapple with. Is this mutter without 10 people or not? Because that's like the second. In other words, the Machaber is addressing right now the issue of the insults of the Sefer Torah. He said that is not a problem. The other problem is what happens to the 10 people. That the Bir Loch will talk about. However, you cannot be Marber Sedra. You have to hear the Kriya from the Balkare for Zohar and Porah. Now, but the Banochin, after he's held these different opinions, Shabakola Parshius Roy the Medatik with the word of the Chavin Daito the Shaman Piakari. The proper thing to do, however, is not to remember Sedra and not to these other Ethereum, but to listen to the Balkari as he's saying the Kriya. Okay? That's the so Machaber only presents it as a lashon of Nochon, so it's proper to do so, but he didn't say that he wasn't ruling out the possibility of Marv, etc. The Mishabur is going to bring opinions and say it's also Mikra Adin. It's a lot of Mishabur, but let's see if making that dent in them. Okay, so Kotten Dalit. So Kim Jehisko. So I pointed out to you that in the first sip it spoke about as soon as the Sefer Torah is open, it's a problem. In the second sip, it talked about once he starts to create. Mr. Burrit Dallas, but my government said a learned the Mishosh and Niftach as Sefer Torah, feel the Hiskla dying currently cruise, Kamkin Husser. Kimash Mitzvah Grom of Yurag, the Mishosh Apostle Sefer Torah, Kleel Vorek, also the Sapper. That the Isser of talking starts as soon as the Sefer Torah is opened. Moreh's lashon over there is vayamad ha'om. So they opened the Sefer Torah vayamad ha'om, and people were oimed. So the groan stands over the pshat. The Moreh means they were oimed. They stopped what they were doing. They were shosik. It doesn't necessarily mean physically standing, which we'll talk about later on. Do you have to stand for landing or not? But it's talking about standing quietly, and that lashon was as soon as they opened the Sefer, when they opened the Sefer Torah, they would be quiet. The people would. The Sefer Torah was open, you stopped what you were doing and you focused on the Sefer Torah, so you can't talk yet. Fill the Sefer Torah, according to the first opinion, you cannot talk words of Torah. Even Megabra the Gabra, you can't speak. Even the Sefer Torah, the first to Bar Torah, Ola Haris, Haro, Ola Adam, Shishoel, Asur. To pass on the Shail is also Asur, because you can pass on afterwards. But the first meisura muta lermer b'derech katzora imi efshel harfish al yedei b'misa. But if you see something doing something wrong, so that you can't say I'll wait till later on. Right now, the avera is being done. Right now, let's say on Shabbos, the person's so one of the malachas is malabin cleansing. So included in that, the simishin beis. If a person would take something which is dark and it has specks of dust in it. So a person's makban on that. A person would rub them off, so that would be making the beggar look clean. That'd be malacha deraisa. So you see a guy in Shabbos, his hat gets dirty, and he starts rubbing his hat. So that's malacha deraisa. So I'll wait till later. If a person's doing a very deraisa, I have to stop him. So that's mutter. To talk, you don't get involved in you don't get involved in explaining why. You just do a derech katzara. But it's, even that's only mutter if you hint, you can just say, stop it, hint it, point the person, indicate to stop it, that doesn't work, the person doesn't copy what you're saying, she'll let us speak if this is it. Okay? This opinion holds also even if it's Ben Gavra LeGavra. Why is Ben Gavra LeGavra also? What's the problem? You're not talking during lightning. Because Shema Yimosheth Halimud Beisakriya, because you're afraid that the person will end up continuing to speak. Once you start, it's hard to stop. Habach Mekel Halimud Ben Gavra LeGavra. Okay, he allows you to learn Ben Gavra LeGavra. To talk with somebody else, that's not a good idea, because that's hard to stop. But a person who wants to learn for himself, there's what to rely on. But even to talk to somebody else, that which we're saying is problematic doesn't apply if it's a paskin or quick shilas, that would be mutter. Okay. That's the first opinion, which the paskin of the mechaber at the end is basically that's what he's going to come out with. That's when he says nochen for the medatikim to do this. He's going back to the first opinion. So therefore, preferred Ben Gavra LeGavra, a person should not be talking to somebody else and learning. Because you might end up being Nimshach, but to Pask and a Shaila, that would be okay. But to learn by yourself, that's Mutter. And to Marv Sedra, for sure, is Mutter. Because the way that Marv Sedra, the Sheet is holding even the Sask, creates Mutter. Kabbal Karma, Ben Gavra LeGavra. So the best thing to do Ben Gavra LeGavra really would be to be Marv Sedra.
But you couldn't have already done gone through the sedra one time, done targum one time, and then used the kriya as your second time to read through.
You mean delaying along with the balkari? That's what people do. People do that. You know, mitzad the order of mitzad hilchos kriya satara. That's okay. Mitzad
two times.
It's a groah. I don't like that, but. But the proper way of doing targum, it's wrong, because the order is you're supposed to do targum after you do. It's supposed to be mikra, and then targum. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a question which comes up. He said over here, there's a hetter to be mera haralafishah l'shkei kolkach b'zeh shemi yimoshek. So, not worried about the person extending over here. So. Pashas is only heter on divrei Torah. The point being that even the first shita holds that the idea of talking when the sefer Torah is sitting on the bima to be read from is a level of an insult to the sefer Torah, and that's true. Even Ben Gavra LeGavra, but they read and they're just getting another person up there to read again, and you know you're busy waiting for that moment to hear some more words of Torah. So, but. There's to talk words of Torah. It's not an insult to the Torah. I'm interested in the words of Torah. I'm talking words of Torah. But you know what? Refrainably, it'll be nimshach into the kriya. But to talk things which are not words of Torah, that's still going to be yosur, even though you're not worried about it being nimshach. So making a misha berach. What's that to making a misha berach? Let's go to tzarach mitzvah because people would be out of money to stalk. So based on that. So they bring over here and the rest of their shows Reb Chaim Kanievsky said the same mazel tov to somebody, Ben Gavra LeGavra. Person, you know, had a simcha and they say mazel tov to him. That we're not worried about being nimshach. And it's also called tzarach mitzvah, giving a person a bracha is a tzarach mitzvah. But the Tam Shmuz, so let's say so some places allow, you know, they sing there, so, you know, by simcha tov, mazel tov. Pash is, you know, it's not so pashut. That's correct. But even if it is, we'd say, we'll argue that's part of the tzarach mitzvah, but the guy can't use that opportunity to schmooze with the guy next to him. That's not a heter. Okay. Now, even though this is true that a person can't talk, Afilim Hishlim Zayin, he finished a parsha Shai Mekarech Targum. So Loshan over here was, the Mechaber saying, listen, I already read through the parsha, I know the words of Torah. No, I'm sorry, you can't. You can't talk now. Because right now they're reading from the Sefer Torah. Now, Vayim Birmigadam says, I don't learn about the feeling. Trust Shomer Kriyas Atar Saragam Kenel. So, Rechim Master Birgro. So now, okay, fine. I read it was Yitzelaini. Also not. Okay. Okay. Then the first opinion says that you could read, you could learn quietly. Vayish Matirim. Maradika Asura that sites the Sevatar Bumi Baladoy. There's other people listening to Laney. Philhochin Mutter, Bekal Ram, the Azuk, the Yatrin Shar Hashem. So, according to this opinion, that once that there's other people listening, I can do something else, so why do I have to go quietly? Not because of the halachas of insults in the Sevatar, because you're afraid that you'll affect other people who are listening. And the next opinion said you couldn't even talk to somebody else. And then came the Mechaber and said that some say that even that Shita is only true if there are only a person trusts Nasa. Mishtos Nasa test. I know the Fila Hekadika started Saisi. There are other people listening, 10 people listening. And I want to learn my basic kriya kiim because this heter that you should do something else, and not listen to the words of Torah. Well, I'd rather learn a Gemara right now. Person trusts Nosa has that heter according to this opinion. What does that mean? Shem about to shum shom mean limuda, the person who never stops learning. So therefore, behind Rabbi Rav, Shem b'Shem Kamer Shernim, the Hashem ain't learning to trusts Nosa linyan. That we don't have this level to trusts Nosa that we're talking about over here. So therefore, that this Yesh Matirim would basically do away with the heter of the Yesh Ermim, that it's only 10 people listening, it's mutter, that's only for Tosha Masa, which you don't have nowadays. Okay. Then the next opinion said, if before they start laning, you were Master Ponov, and you sort of said, like, you know, I'm not part of the Tzibra today, right now, I really need to work out this Gemara, I need to do something else. The Mishakar, Tam Shit is really the Kiman Shakar, his school, but Mitzvah Mitchila. You started learning beforehand? People saw that you're not ignoring the Torah, you're learning. So then you don't have to stop what you're doing. So this Shita has a Kula and a Chumra. It has a kula that your mamish basically totally separating yourself out from the Sibra and doing something else. That's a kula. But that is only true because you started beforehand. If you didn't start beforehand, then the shita doesn't hold that there's any heter of the 10 people listening or even for Trosim Nosa. None of those are there. That's not true according to his opinion. Okay. Then he said, however, that every hold that's mutter. Shori, this is any opinion we had before. Because you're not doing something other than the words of the Torah. You're doing with the words of these Torah. So they're laying parshas Ekev. I decided that I want to learn Masechtas Me'ila. No shaykes. Okay, but I'm learning Parshas Ekev right now, the same time as what they're doing. According to this opinion, I'll be saying, Kare Mamish Mephosik Shashliya Sibakar, even though you're behind, or ahead, whatever it is. But it's the same topic, therefore it's Mutter. Okay. Now, become welcome, Gamze, and Mutter Rak Balacha, Shalya Val Badasa Sherman. But you still have a problem, you shouldn't share other people. But this heter doesn't apply, any of these heter don't apply to Parshas Zohar and Winyan. Or Slammer called Kulas and his Karmba Simon Zedling and Sinner Shemias and Kriya. All of the opinions we have don't apply for Parshas Zohar. And now, and the Mechaber mentions Parshas Porah as well. We know Parshas Zohar is the Raisa. Where does Parshas Porah become the Raisa? So I'm your Gimel. I'm Bir Grub, Bir Kodesh, Shari Ephraim. They all disagree and say Parshas Parah is not the right, it's the Rabbanan. But it's a different level of Kiyav Kriya than your regular Parsha of the week, and therefore the Kulas do not apply, even though it's only the Rabbanan. So what's the best thing to do? Vanochen, let's see, when we finish Mishnah Berurah is, and then we'll leave the Bir Halachos for next week. Vanochen, Shabakola Parashiyah, so it's a learn, Marfilo, Lahaver, Hasidra, Shna, Yemeker, Bechot, Targum, Shasakriya, Eno, Mina, Mufkar, El Roy, Likdaitek, Lishmoy, Mepiakar, Mimila, Mimila. It's improper, according to this opinion. It's not usur, but it's the correct thing to do is just to listen. And not to do anything else, even in Marbar Sedra, we said it's called Marbar Sedra, we don't do that. Now, comes the Mishnah Berurah in Tetzvav, Roda Medata Bidavorda. So the Shulchan Aruch Lashon was just it's a proper thing to do. Prechadosh Kosh the Mikra Din, who shall also last B'Shum Midavra, Philip Shemekar Bechot Targum, B'Shasa Kriyid. Prechadosh argues that this is not just a Nochen. This is a Chi of Gomer. The only Kula was for a person who trusts him Nasa, which you don't have nowadays. Philip Kassar, the Ikassar, the Saisi Zulosa, even though you have 10 other people listening, leaving Marva Sedra, it's also Mikra Din. Chid Hevi Maga Rambha Shema Shlo, Shamach Rambha Zeb. You have to listen. Okay. The Maaserav says from the Gro that you don't that you can't do anything else. So Malkum Likras Shnei Mekar Bechot Targum Are in Pirush Rashi Begavra Legavra Mutar Filo Deyos. So that's Mutar. But Bashas Kri itself, you can't do anything else but listen to the words of the Torah. Okay. Now, what about laying along with the Balkari? Before we're talking about the person we remember said, I'm holding ahead of the Balkari, I'm behind the Balkari, I'm doing my own thing. I'm reading Parsha Zeke. Right? And the Balkari is reading Parsha Zeke. The same Pasuk, little. So that, we say, no, that's not proper to do. According to the Prechadosh, it's also to do. What about being reading along with the words of the Kari Mamish? The Nochen Likris, Belachash, Mila, Mili, Mashiach, Tzibur. Not only is it mutter, but it's proper to do so. It's because it helps you focus. Many Chachamim say that that's a proper thing to do. Now, there's a gra which says that it's usher to do that as well. Because Omid Vishtika includes words these words as well. You were just listening, you were not talking. You're not leaning along. So that would be that's a grah, but the Mishnah Berurah is saying that's not only is that the psak he's passing like the grah that it's mutter to read along, but actually possibly it's even preferred to read along because it helps you focus.
So if they do like a Mishnah Berurah in between the Aliyah, should one be listening to the Mishnah Berurah as opposed to...
Well, you can be Marbar Sedra. You can be Marbar Sedra then. That he said, that's mutter.
Even if you're behind? Even if you're like not in that portion?
Yeah. That's an interesting question. According to that Shita, which tells me everything is usher, the only heter is... Because the heter is it's main or shepershah. I mean, there are definitely shittas older that we had before that's put to the gavra. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to avoid the shallows.
That's for other reasons, the person should. Sure. Okay. Now, there's a lot of different points around the Bir Halacha, but we'll leave that for next week.